Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful verses about our walk. Today we will be memorizing Deuteronomy 5:33 in the NIV. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Everyone say Deuteronomy 5:33 with me three times.
Deuteronomy 5:33.
Again, Deuteronomy 5:33. One more time. Deuteronomy 5:33. Now let's say this. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Say it with me. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Again, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Again, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Again, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Again, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. One more time. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you. Then he goes on and says, so that you may live and prosper. Say that with me. So that you may live and prosper. Again. So that you may live and prosper. Again. So that you may live and prosper. Again. So that you may live and prosper. Then it goes on and says, and prolong your days. Say that with me.
And prolong your days.
Again. And prolong your days. Again. And prolong your days. Now repeat this. So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days. So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days. Again. So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days. Again. So that you may live and prosper and prolong your days. And then the last part of it says, in the land that you will possess. Say it again. In the land that you will possess. Again. In the land that you will possess. Again. In the land that you will possess. Let's try putting this whole verse together. Deuteronomy 5:33. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Let's try that together five times.
Deuteronomy 5:33.
Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 5:33. Again, Deuteronomy 5:33. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 5:33. Again, Deuteronomy 5:33. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 5:33. Couple more times. Deuteronomy 5:33. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess.
Deuteronomy 5:33.
One more time, everybody, good and loud.
Deuteronomy 5:33.
Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 5:33.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.